Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from God who invites us to look toward the stars. Amen. Today we look toward the stars, but before that, let's play a little catch-up. Several chapters of Genesis have come and gone between last week and today. God creates the world, calls it good. God creates humankind, male and female, made in God's image. And these creatures God calls very good. But soon the brokenness of the human condition creeps in, that which we call sin. It's everything that draws us from God and from each other. Because of this brokenness, God's heart is grieved, and God sends a flood to destroy all that God has created. But God finds favor with a man named Noah and Noah's family and a whole host of animals. Two of every kind, in fact. Noah makes an ark, as God commands him to do. The floodwaters swell, and then God remembers Noah. God remembers. The floodwaters subside, and God makes a covenant with Noah and with all living creatures of all flesh that never again will God send a flood to destroy the earth. And to remind God's creation and God's people of this promise, God sets a rainbow in the sky. A promise that God is with us and will not abandon us, ever. Despite human sin and the brokenness of creation, despite the pain and sorrow of this world, we who are created in God's image, we who are called very good, we who are creatures of God's own making, God is committed to us. God's creative word that brought this whole world and ourselves into being. This word will continue to sustain creation. God's grace prevails. And now God's creative work begins again through the family of Abraham and Sarah. Meet Abram, the exalted father. God later calls him Abraham, meaning the father of nations, but for now he's just Abram. At the age of 75, God calls Abram to go from his country to a new land. God makes a promise to Abram. I will make of you a great nation, God says, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. It's quite a promise of land, blessing, and many descendants. Abram's journey continues. And after a series of interesting events, including a brief stay in Egypt during a famine, the captivity and rescue of Abram's nephew Lot, and the blessing of Abram by King Melchizedek, then God calls out to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abram isn't so sure. He's been through a lot, and even though God has promised him land and blessing and descendants, Abram isn't seeing it happen. His wife Sarah continues childless, and with no heir in sight, Abram is concocting up other ways to bring forth God's promise. But no, 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 God says, no one but your very own shall be your heir. Abram remains silent, and we wait in expectation. And then God takes Abram outside and invites him to look toward the stars. Look toward heaven, God says, and count the stars if you are able to count them. So shall your descendants be. And in that moment, in that look toward heaven and count the stars moment, Abram has faith. Abram trusts that God's word and promise are true, that what God says, in fact, will come to be. Even as Abram waits for his wife to bear a child, even as he sits in the uncertainty of how the future will unfold, of what this promise of blessing and land and descendants will mean for Abram and his family, even as he comes to God with his questions and his silence, into all of Abram's doubt and fear and uncertainty, God speaks this word of hope. Look toward heaven and count the stars. It's almost as if God is saying to Abram, "Don't you remember where you came from? Don't you remember who you are? Don't you remember whose you are?" Yes, in fact, Abram does remember. And he believed the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to him as righteousness. Today we look toward the stars. When was the last time you looked up at the night sky and gazed at those tiny twinkling stars, those balls of hydrogen and helium radiating energy into outer space that we experience as light? The stars remind us of how small we are, how seemingly insignificant compared to the ever-expanding universe surrounding us. But looking toward the stars also rekindles that sense of wonder and awe. Looking at the stars stuns us to silence, encourages us to ask questions about the origins of life, to marvel in the mystery of the things we can't comprehend or haven't experienced yet. Looking toward the stars reminds us of the one who created all this majesty and glory in order to be in relationship with us. That each of these beautiful, sparkling stars is a dream, a story waiting to emerge, a beacon of light making its presence known in a weary world. God calls Abram to be the father of nations, and through him all families of the earth will be blessed. Abram doesn't know how this will come to be, but he has faith that God's word will do what it says, even in the midst of the unknown. Mary, too, whose beautiful Magnificat we heard this morning, is called by God. Just a young virgin girl, she is called to bring God's own son into the world, called to something so big she cannot possibly comprehend, called to sing praise for God's justice and mercy coming to turn the world around. We too are called by God, called to love and serve our neighbors, called to care for our family and friends, called to act justly and walk humbly, called to be the people God created us to be. We are called to faith, a faith that holds our doubts and certainties together in tension. We are called to faith in the midst of things we cannot understand. We are called to faith in our weariness and our waiting. We are called to faith in the face of disappointments and disagreements. We are called to faith in our foibles and failures. We are called to faith today and tomorrow and always. For this God who created the world will indeed fulfill the promise that was spoken then and now. And, lest we forget, remember to look toward the stars. Thanks be to God. Amen.